This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Christina Bellantoni, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. She was in Chicago, Illinois today on Monday as Barack Obama, the president-elect, unveiled his national security team, including some high-profile names such as Hillary Clinton for Secretary of State, keeping Bob Gates on as Secretary of Defense, as well as Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano for Secretary of Homeland Security and Eric Holder for Attorney General. And Christina, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It was pretty clear from most of the questions asked following the announcement and the brief remarks from the nominees themselves that the selection of Hillary Clinton is clearly the most intriguing part of this, especially given their heated rivalry on the campaign trail much earlier this year. Obama seeming to say that any differences that were perceivable during the campaign really weren't there, or at least he's confident they're not significant enough to make this a bad choice. What did you make of the way Obama addressed the controversial decision here?
It was very, very in character for him. He made fun of the press, saying that we were all just trying to stir up controversy when people read back to him some of the comments that his team and Hillary Clinton had said. But it's also fairly accurate. I mean, this was an issue where they were running in a Democratic primary. They had nearly identical voting records. And in order to try and win, they had to magnify those differences, which is kind of what he said today, saying, you know, look, we magnify these, but clearly we're on the same page. And I think that's actually true. I mean, the big criticism that Hillary Clinton had about Obama to begin with was it didn't take a lot of courage for you to oppose the Iraq war because you didn't have to vote on it, and you were in Hyde Park running in a Democratic primary, so it was the smart thing to do to win the liberal vote. And that was really something that I think, in general, their philosophies are not that different.
Obviously, she will become the chief diplomat for the Obama administration. What do you sense, based on what you heard today, based on what you've heard behind the scenes, about what her number one priority will be?
It was exactly what she used to talk about on the campaign trail, restoring America's standing in the world. It was interesting hearing both from her and the vice president-elect Joe Biden, because they each gave lines that they gave frequently on the stump. He made a point to say, you know, we need to not demonstrate our power, but show the example of our power, leading by example, basically, and not just by force, is what he said, and she wants to restore America's standing, and I think that she'll do that. I think she'll take a lot of trips. She's already been to 80 countries as first lady and in her work as a senator, and she knows a lot of these world leaders already, and, you know, we had a story in today's paper looking at, you know, the whole fight that they had over sitting down and negotiating with rogue dictators. She'll probably be the one to have those first talks.
Over to the Pentagon now, Christina. Bob Gates was definitely a strong supporter of the surge. That's one of the main reasons the president Bush picked him. Now, obviously, Barack Obama coming into office with a much different agenda. Do you get the sense that the Obama position on Iraq is moderating a little bit? What can we expect from him over these first 16 months?
Well, it's really interesting. You do have to read the tea leaves here. I mean, he didn't say anything different than he said on the campaign trail, with just a few little tinkers. He made a point to say, you know, combat troops so we can still retain Iraqi security. And that's important, because what do you really gauge with that? Let's say there are more insurgents attacks in Iraq. Are you going to have to keep more troops there? He's already said that you'd be guarding the embassies. He's already said that he's going to redeploy a lot of the troops just right to Afghanistan, or even pull some out to Kuwait. So it's very, very interesting what will actually happen and how much pressure he's going to get. I mean, one thing that we're looking at is that there's going to have to be another vote for Iraq funding coming up here soon in the spring. And what will President Obama do with that? This is someone who wouldn't vote for the funding unless it had a condition of withdrawal attached to it. It's going to be very, very interesting to see that. And he made a point to say that even though Bob Gates implemented the surge policy, you know, he's working for me and I'm going to give him a new mission.
Less than a minute to go here, Christina. When you examine the nominees so far, there may be some further to the left of maybe the mainstream of the Democratic Party who say, we worked our tails off to get Barack Obama elected over Hillary Clinton, and we're seeing a lot of old Clinton folks coming back in here. That might make those more in the middle happy, but is Obama going to face a backlash from the left here?
I actually think that that might be a little overblown by people in our profession. I think that for the most part, people have been pretty excited. They're glad to see people with experience come in. And mainly, even if somebody like Eric Holder, for example, he worked in the Clinton administration, but his number one stress today was that he would uphold the Constitution. Constitution. And that's something that liberals on the left have been crowing about for 8 years under the Bush administration. And with him saying that first and foremost he would have this to be a nation that is respected, I think they're going to like that more than they care that, oh, this guy used to work for Bill Clinton. So in that sense, they're liking the message, and it's not necessarily about the messengers.
Christina, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Have a great day.
You too. Christina Bellantoni is White House correspondent for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.